Cabin crew can always tell when you're flying business class for the first time. When stepping through the curtain that separates the galley from the premium cabin, travelers are often greeted by a distinct atmosphere. The clinking of real glassware replaces the crinkling of plastic, signaling a significant change in environment. For many, this transition is a hard-earned reward or a rare splurge. The cabin crew's behavior analysis begins within those first 30 seconds of interaction, scanning for cues such as posture and grip on the boarding pass. This subtle evaluation helps them tailor their service to each individual's comfort level. A seasoned corporate regular might want to be left entirely alone, while a first-timer often thrives on the guidance and attentiveness provided by the crew. The way passengers dress is a primary indicator of their airplane IQ, with first-timers frequently making mistakes that suggest they are heading to a board meeting rather than a flight designed for relaxation. A tailored suit or stiff shoes might seem respectful, but it often signals to the crew that the passenger has yet to learn the physical reality of sleeping on a plane. In contrast, veteran business class travelers have mastered the art of the premium lounge look. Passengers' behavior and body language reveal their level of comfort with long-haul travel, making them an essential part of the cabin crew's assessment process. When someone boards in flip-flops, pajama pants, or jeans that look painfully tight, the crew recognizes a passenger who either lacks experience or has not yet prioritized functional comfort. This subtle irony highlights the importance of dressing appropriately for long-haul travel. The way passengers navigate the physical space of the boarding area is also significant, with first-timers often displaying hyper-awareness and clutching their boarding pass like a sacred document.